Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Bob Papiani and I at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry with the General. General Patton has invited us in. He also helped kick off the donations with $1,000 to feed the need with the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Our radiothon is next week, but we're starting today, really. And this is the spot. Of course, it's year-round. If you can text NEED to 50155, that's the thing to do, Bob. Is do that right now. 50155. We have a wonderful donation from a neighbor here. Flowers by Gerard has donated $200.
Wow.
I'll put that in right now. And I'll tell you about the items right after I give the number where you can bid on the items in our fan auction here. 412-920-9444. That's 920-9444. We got Paul Skeens, three cards, could be very valuable. Top bid there is $150. We have the Clemente booklet card with pieces of a game-used bat. Mickey Mantle on that card, a couple others. Ted Williams, Frank Robinson, Carl Yastrzemski. That's up to $350 right now. T.J. Watt, autographed jersey. Beckett, authentic. Can bid on that. All these separate bids, of course. The Penguins team-signed stick. 22 autographs, including Mario. Paul Coffey, Mark Recchi, Kevin Stevens, very appropriately. The top bid right now is $66. And the O'Neill Cruz autographed baseballs at $35, and I think that's going to rise. In all the excitement here, General, we forgot about Starkey's card of the week. Bob, do you have a guess? I'm going with Sid, because every night it seems there's a different milestone or approaching one.
Yeah, that was mine too, just because he tied Gretzky with the most amount of points in one single franchise. So
maybe
that was going to be... If I had to pick a second one, I would pick
Aaron Rodgers, Milroe for going out to dinner with the Steelers brass last night.
No, I'm not going to do that. Maybe it's Cam Hayward because Cam Hayward spoke up.
Maybe. What do we got, General?
Bob's red hot. We're going with Cam Hayward, the anti-Aaron Rodgers candidate this week.
I like that. Let's give him a hand for that one.
And let's give Cam Hayward a hand for saying, let's get on with it.
Yeah,
we're either a Steeler or we're not.
Right.
So we have a prestige Cam Hayward rookie autograph. That's the card we're going to give away for the regular Starkey's card of the week.
Holy bird milk. Speaking of which, do you have a Kurt Loudermilk card? He just signed yesterday.
Isaiah.
Isaiah, I mean. Who am I thinking
Kurt
of?
Kurt Loudermilk.
Who's Kurt Loudermilk?
90s football.
See, I do that
a
lot,
too. Was he a player? Mm-hmm.
I do that a lot, too, when there's, especially with his father-sons.
I'm losing
like
my mind.
Like Andrew Luck,
here.
I always used to call him Oliver
that
because I remember
that
Oliver.
Was a tough one, yeah.
Yeah.
Scott Young for the Penguins, and who was it?
Warren Young.
Well, Warren out.
Michael Young from Houston?
No, not Michael Young.
Neil
there were
Young?
A lot of Youngs.
One of the interesting things about your business and mine is when younger people come in and you mention Omar Marino being on the 79 Pirates, and they're like, never heard of him. Right?
The young people don't.
Right.
But this is a great way to learn. Come in here.
Are you a doctor?
What? Lawyer, actually.
Lawyer, okay. Oh. I'm looking for a doctor to come in, Bob, to check my bite here on my right leg, and he could check your tooth while he was at it. I imagine sooner or later a doctor's going to come in, right?
This is not a doctor, but I know where these guys are from.
Pizza here from Dom's. Too bad Ron's not here to witness.
There we go. Here we go.
This is incredible.
This is
hello, Dom.
Look.
There's Ron Cooks.
The sexiest man alive on the cover of the pizza box.
On the cover of the pizza box. Dom, how are you, sir? We appreciate this. Who? Hi, sorry, Filippo.
Filippo, I know about Filippo. That's right. You got mentioned all the time by Ron.
Do you know of a doctor in the area who could look at a bite on my right leg? He says, no, Bob. Maybe we could do this later. Thank you, sir, for the pizzas.
Yeah,
we appreciate that very much. Bob, I'm also paranoid, which is why the general gave me hand sanitizer here. We have T-Bird here. I'm afraid of the T-Bird flu.
He has the flu?
No.
Okay, then what are you worried about?
Nothing. Let's bring on this man. Last year, there was a wonderful lady who said that the last name of her father, so originally her last name, is Starkey. And this year, he's a FedEx employee, drives around, listens to the show, Bob. His name is Kevin Starkey. Is this a
miracle? But he's no relation.
I don't know. Kevin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You're not related. You don't know that for sure?
I don't think we are.
Have you done a DNA test just to make sure you're not related to him?
No, we haven't done that yet, but that's a possibility, I guess.
Where are your ancestors from?
My dad was born in West Virginia.
Does he know Adam Crowley?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Nope.
I don't know that I have any from West Virginia, any relatives. We could be distantly related?
Perhaps. My wife does the genealogy thing. Maybe I'll get her started.
Wouldn't that be funny if you found that Joe Starkey was somehow related to you?
That would be incredible.
That'd be awesome.
For all I know, this is my long-lost cousin, Bob.
Yeah, I think that would... Well, listen, since you guys have a lot to talk about, Sunday dinners, things that I've not been invited to, go ahead.
Did you know that Ringo Starr's real name is Richard Starkey, Kevin?
Yes, I knew that.
Who's the most famous Starkey who ever lived? Joe Starkey, the guy who called the band on the field play. Did you know that?
I thought you were more famous than he was, actually.
Bob, you want to break the tie there?
Well, no, I agree with you. I think it was the guy called the Stanford band play. By the way, the other Starkey that was in radio, do you know his net worth is a lot? Did you see it?
Joe Starkey?
Yes.
What do you mean? Where did this come out?
You could look online and find out. It popped up one day and out of the blue, and I was looking. I said, really? He made that much money? He must be good in something other than this, because I know making what you make here, you can't make that sort of money.
Probably not. Not only did he call the band on the field play, he also told me once when I met him. And when I met him, Bob, I said, hello, my name is Joe Starkey. Pleased to meet you. He said, so is mine. He had one of the only live broadcasts of the Miracle on Ice, maybe the only one, on the radio.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I remember the game was on delay. Do you remember that?
Yeah, anytime it's over there, Lake Placid was on delay because of the way the television set it up.
Right.
They wanted that to be later so everyone could watch it.
And I think there's some Miracle on Ice memorabilia right here at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. You should stop by and say hello. Kevin, I really appreciate you listening to the show. I'm glad that both of us are named Starkey, and you're a wonderful man.
And you do a good job with FedEx.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. And your daughter is very nice as well.
Yeah,
I want to make sure I come with my wife today to see you guys. So.
Oh, it's your wife.
Yeah, my wife, Jackie.
See, he's taking care of you, Jackie.
See that? I don't know if that was more of a compliment to her or an insult to you.
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry.
She took it that way. You're taking it quite the other.
I try to please as much as I can, so.
This is incredulent, Bob.
Well, she looks like
a daughter. Where do we go from here? I know. I think it was a compliment.
No, but it was nice to meet the other Starkeys that we know in this area, so this has become like a tradition, I take it, huh?
Let me give a shout out to my brothers, Keith, Chris, and Bob. So I got three other brothers. So.
The Starkey family singers.
How many people come up to you and say, do you know Joe Starkey? Are you related?
There's a lot of people, actually. Yeah.
Great question, Bob. I didn't think of that. Do people say that?
Yeah, they'll ask me all the time.
And what do they say about Joe Starkey when you say not related?
I said, I wish I was. He's a heck of a nice guy.
Look at that.
Very nice, huh?
Even though he just insulted you, he said that.
All right.
Thanks, Mr. Starkey.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir. Filippo here has a Ron Cook apron on. Can you believe this, Bob?
Well, look at Ron's nose. It's much bigger on that apron than I remember.
Kiss the cook. That's amazing.
Was that a comp? What was that? Is a competition or something? Or kiss the?
It was a kiss charity.
Oh, a charity event. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I'd hate to win that one, wouldn't you, Bob? All right. thank you very much to Domenico's for donating all these pizzas, and thank you to everyone for being here at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Bob, we have business to attend to here. Jared Jones, this injury, I'm not sure why Bubba Chandler wouldn't be a prime candidate. I realize Harrington is the one they kept around, but to me this opens the door for Chandler, doesn't it?
It should, but the way they're going to do business, they're going to wait on him and not activate his clock. So it'll be Harrington if it needs to be. And, again, we saw evidence of something going on yesterday because he pitched five innings, and normally you would not see a guy go that far if he's not going to be in their rotation, but he did. So, you know, hopefully this is just precautionary and Jones can actually pitch with some rest. But anytime you're talking about elbow or anything like that, it leads normally to bad things. We have an update here on the Clemente booklet card. We now have a new total coming in at $500. So if you call 412-920-9444, feed the need, and you want that Clemente booklet card with game-used bat pieces on it, it's really an incredible thing. It's worth a lot more than that, I'll tell you. You can get it. The bid is up to $500, so call and up it.
Bob, I'm still recovering from the Kevin Starkey incident.
Your intentions were good.
Yeah, I thought
And most men don't care.
If you're going to compliment somebody and insult somebody else, always compliment the wife, I say.
We were told to say hi, Robbie.
Robin. Hello,
okay, Robin. Sorry, we didn't mean to omit you, but we didn't. They did, so.
Did you see the Najee Harris quotes today, Bob?
No.
He apparently has spoken about leaving the Steelers, and I think we can maybe read into some of these quotes. Why don't we talk about that next as we get ready for Jay Caulfield at the top of the hour. It's Pomp and Joe. We're at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. We're kicking off our Feed the Need Radiothon. A lot of generous people here, including the general himself, who put a $1,000 check in the little box. You can come in and say hello to Bob and I. And T-Bird, who's become something of a legend. Did you know he won the hot dog eating contest, Bob?
Did you? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How many?
It was six, but they were jumbo size. They wanted to see us suffer. They were like the size of an Italian sausage.
With the bread?
Yeah, with it.
Yeah, yeah, with the bread.
In 10 minutes.
Any condiments?
No.
Bob, could you do that?
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
Especially with your tooth.
Especially with my tooth, but even without that problem, I wouldn't do that. Did you dunk the bread into the water?
No, and some were doing that. Some of my competitors were, and it was nauseating just seeing that. I can't get behind that whole water.
Did you have any reversals? Did any of it come back out?
No, I actually went and had a few beers after that.
Oh, boy, look at you.
A lot of people T-Bird was high for that, Bob, that was his secret, but he claims he wasn't.
I would never engage in a contest like that. I don't want to eat that fast. It can't do good to your system.
No performance-enhancing drugs were used.
I don't know, man. I'm the one who saw you walking in. I was the last person to see T-Bird walking into eating contest. I wished him luck, but I also sensed something might be amiss. And I think that was his advantage, Bob. He was higher than Le'Veon Bell on McKnight Road.
You know, okay, well, if that happens, then you can do things without even knowing you're doing them. So if you're going to down that many hot dogs, you may need to be high.
That's a good line. All right, Bob, this place is filling up. Look at this.
Yeah, a lot of people coming in.
Look
for Feed the Need, and also looking around at the Baseball Card Castle, plus making deals. You know, they're buying their own memorabilia here.
It's like taking a walk right back into your childhood if you love sports. It really is. It'll blow your mind. This is Bob's first time here, and he's in that state right now. Look at the Sandy Koufax autograph photos back there, Bob.
Listen, there's stuff from every sport and every key player in those sports. It's pretty amazing how he's assembled this after 35 years in business. But, you know, the reputation matters. He's got a great reputation here, and everything you see is well documented. It's all authentic, and there's a lot of it.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pomp and Joe, live from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, kicking off our Feed the Need Radiothon for next week. The general himself, Jeff Patton. He batted leadoff like Omar Marino back in the day, Bob, and I say it was a leadoff homer. $1,000
check. You set the stage.
Yeah. $1,000 check. Here are things that you can bid on with this number, 412-920-9444. And the items are sitting here right in front of me. Paul Skeens PSA 10 rookie lot cards. Now, for card collectors, those things mean something. For someone who's not necessarily a hardcore collector, there's three awesome rookie cards that could be worth some money.
Pristine shape.
Pristine is a wonderful word, Bob. They're up to $500 for that pack, though, that little pack of three. The Clemente booklet card. There. And he appears on the card with Ted Williams, Carl Yastrzemski, Frank Robinson. That's up to $500. The T.J. Watt autograph jersey, Beckett Authentic, is up to $75. The Penguins team signed stick with 22 autographs, including Mario, Paul Coffey, Recce, Stevens, up to $125. And I have word that Jake the Plumber may get in on that, so be aware. When Jake the Plumber comes a-calling, Bob, he means business. Did you know that?
Well, yes, because I know that he's a big hockey fan, correct?
I believe so. And the O'Neill Cruz autographed baseball is up to $36. So, again, the number for those is 412-920-9444. Bob, thank you for bringing over the pizza from Domenico's. You brought me two pizzas.
You're welcome. I knew you'd like two.
Very generous.
Very tasty.
Man, is it good? You can see why Ron always went there for free food and beer, right?
Yes. One of the pizza boxes had a Ron Cook Sexiest Man Alive picture on it.
I love that. I absolutely love it. The Najee Harris quotes. I'm reading a story out of the Post-Gazette from Brian Batko. And we know that Najee is now, you know, back home out west. Here's what he said on KCAL TV, KCAL TV in L.A. While I was elevating, I feel like the time just ran out, he said. It was a team where we lost Ben, we lost a lot of O-line, we just didn't know anything on offense, really. We didn't know anything, Bob, he says. We didn't have an identity. We had a young guy come in at quarterback. I was young. The team was young. I really didn't have anybody to learn from on the offensive side. What do you make of this? He said, I think the veteran guy on the team was like a 2 or 3 year vet.
He's referring to, you know, back when they drafted, I guess, Dan Pickett. Moore and
yeah, those
Kendrick
guys.
Green. They were young, then Pickett, and then, yeah, no experience over there for them.
He said, I was just trying to look for people to pick their brain, and it was just defensive guys. I'd go to the defensive guys and talk to them, but there wouldn't be too much they could tell me about an offensive thing. Through my years, I learned a lot. So he basically says here, there was nobody to learn from. We didn't have an identity. And then he goes back at the end and says, I feel like I just didn't get it done as far as elevating more. And he said, I feel like I obviously was missing something. Those were interesting years there. I'll say that. Interesting years. What do you make of all that?
Sounds like it's an indictment of Matt Canada when he was an offensive coordinator, too, because that's the time he was describing, I guess.
Yeah.
And they doubled down and kept him around and eventually got rid of him. But, yeah, you got to have some identity on offense, more so than any. That's who you are as a team.
And so you agree with him here?
Well, I'm just saying, if that's what he's saying, that's what he's meaning, that they didn't have an identity.
I thought they did. They handed him the ball a million times. I mean, how much do you need – Like the
it also sounds like excuse making.
Yes, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, so he's complaining that he didn't develop because they didn't develop him. I don't know what it is. It's probably a mixture of that, but he did have, I remember the first year, people were wondering how many carries can he get. They need someone else to offset him, and they brought in Jaylen Warren, and Jaylen Warren had a good role to play, and it was better for Najee Harris, I think, as well, because
I mean,
they were a good complement.
It wouldn't be the first time in the history of sports that a young guy led the way. They made him an offensive captain as a rookie, did they not?
Yes. Mike Tomlin believed in him and wanted him, the way he ran and how he was as one of his captains.
What does learning from veterans have to do with here? We're going to give you the ball 8 trillion times. How many touches did he have?
His first year he had more than
381 touches. Right. I think their identity was you, Najee. Sounds like that's what it was. It was, let's give the ball to Najee as many times as we can. And he was just okay. That's what he was.
3.9 says you're okay. That's his average over the time he's been in Pittsburgh.
He had some good moments. I've often said I absolutely love his attitude, his intensity. His running style was fun to watch. He got a bunch of those angry run awards. But in the end, he was kind of just another guy. But it feels like, Naj, what was our identity? It was give the ball to you all the time and make you a team captain. That's what it was.
Yeah. Their identity always has been, if you're going to pinpoint an identity, being physical on offense and run the football.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Now, based on those comments, it makes it sound like he didn't think there was much other than that, supposedly. I don't know what that means, that we didn't have. His identity was, you're right, to run the football. He did it. They did it. But they didn't do enough of other things in the pass game.
Right. Now, he is right if he's saying in so many words that the coordinator was a joke and I didn't have a quarterback. He is right about
that.
That's
what I would interpret with that first quote you had.
Yeah.
Just because it sounds like then that's an indictment of your coordinator.
Cam Hayward, on his now much talked about podcast the other day, said of Najee, I think that's very underrated that he had, 1,000 yards every year he was in the league so far? And fans always wanted more but didn't understand the work Najee put in, one of the hardest workers. I respect that. Like I said, his intensity and his attitude are unquestioned, but fans wanted more because he wasn't good enough. I hate to say that, but he wasn't.
They wanted the breakaway guy, the guy who can go the distance.
He didn't merit his draft spot.
Right. No, there's no question about that. Still, still very durable, got out there, reliable. And I appreciated how he handled his final year here because I thought that could possibly be a problem after they didn't pick up his fifth-year option, but he handled it well. And as a result, he got another deal out of it. This is a one-year deal, which means he's going to be in the same position this year out there in Los Angeles. He has to have a good year if he wants to get something bigger.
Meantime, the story today is Aaron Rodgers and Tom Pelissero reporting that the Vikings are moving on. Do you think they made the right choice here, casting their lot, a very talented roster, casting their lot with essentially a rookie in J.J. McCarthy? Did they make the right move? I think they did.
Yeah, they must really like what they saw, even with him missing a year before he got injured. I think they were very high on what he was doing. So, yeah, at some point you got to just make a choice. Their choice is we're going to go with the young guy. That's why we draft him. He was our first-round pick. He's going to play. However, they still have a problem with depth. I thought maybe this would be something for Rodgers to come in if he could check his ego and say, okay, I'll be your backup if you want me to be your backup just in case, thinking that he would get that shot at some point, whether it's bad play by McCarthy or an injury to McCarthy. I still think that was a possibility if he wanted it to be. But if he wanted to be the starter, that's a tough position to put Kevin O'Connell in, because he is, you know, the one thing about him and his offense, it seems like you can put just about any quarterback in there and they're going to do pretty well. He knows how to scheme guys open, and he knows how to call plays.
I mean, Sam Darnold looked great for about, I don't know, 16 games, and then it all went to you know where over the last couple. He was sacked something like 15 times in those two games. I mean,
like most quarterbacks, though, those sacks are, too, you know, you can say and blame the first thing you think of is the offensive line, and it was bad. They went out and they addressed that this offseason.
Well,
however,
they addressed the interior.
Right.
You know, they have.
But my point is, it's also him holding on to the ball. There were times when he had could have made plays, and he chose not to.
So you bring Aaron Rodgers in there. He's a guy who seems to be afraid to get hit these days, maybe understandably, like Ben late in his career. He got rid of the ball, Bob, in like a split second every time he dropped back. And it wasn't like he was throwing it down. He's a dink and dunk guy at this point in his career, Aaron Rodgers. He had a low yards per attempt. He gets rid of the ball in a second. I think once Kevin O'Connell really poured through the tape of last season and talked over this decision with his higher-ups, it feels like he probably came to the conclusion, like, I don't know that this would be worth it. If it would be worth it to bring in, you know, the traveling Aaron Rodgers show, is it worth it to have him
as a backup if he were
willing to do it? If he were willing, of course, but
maybe
there's zero chance.
And that's the problem. And Rodgers, if you really wanted to be there, that would have been a good spot. Accept the backup role and see what happens.
Sure.
Because you saw what happened in San Francisco when they went through that Super Bowl run, and they had everybody injured and they were down to their fifth quarterback. You got to have protection there. And if you're a Super Bowl team with a roster as loaded as they are, you better have protection at quarterback in case something goes wrong with your rookie or your second-year guy.
So now it appears that there's four options for Aaron Rodgers. Giants, Steelers, retire, or as Bob points out, just sort of hang out. I mean, even Ben was getting calls a couple years into retirement.
Brady, all of those guys.
Yeah, man. Somebody's quarterback is going to get hurt. Is that the best idea? I think that might be, if I were advising him, his best bet.
Yeah, you know, unless he just really wants to start, and I don't know how many years he thinks he's going to go, but I think he can pick and choose at that point. You know, there may be two teams that are vying to win something, and their quarterback gets hurt. It happens every year.
May I interest you, Bob, in a gently used Kirk Cousins for a third-round pick? I wouldn't do that.
No. I'm to the point now where
he's more of a statue than Rodgers.
I think they're going to draft somebody. They'll go with Mason. Somebody else they'll bring in, and this whoever they draft, and it may be a middle round draft. I don't think it's. I know how you feel, but you're into Jackson Dart. He's darted right up the draft board. Now,
yes, he has.
Now they have him as a top 10 pick. Some people, so the Steelers will not get him. However, they may get a slightly used Shedeur Sanders if he is the guy who falls at Jackson Dart's expense.
Bob, did I tell you about my latest Jack Ham tweet from yesterday?
No.
You weren't here for that,
were you? I wasn't here, didn't
you? You ready for this?
But he said, okay, put it on the air.
Yesterday, no, I just did it anyway. Yesterday at 10:20 a.m., you ready, from the legendary Jack Ham? Mel Kiper now has Dart going 9 to New Orleans. You're the reason for his meteoric rise up the draft board, says Ham. Be careful. With this kind of power comes great responsibility.
There,
Bob, am I running the draft right now? Am I affecting the nature and dynamic of this draft?
Because you were one of the first to come on and say Jackson Dart when a lot of people were saying third round, fourth round, depending on where he and. But here's the problem with that assessment right now.
Yeah.
A lot of these same scouts did not have him valued where he is, right?
Yes.
But because they went through a combine, he did everything that they asked him to do and more in a combine. He improved his stock. The question is, what do you believe more in? What you see a guy in a combine running around throwing things down the field with no pressure, or do you believe what you see on the game field?
Right.
And here's the thing about these quarterbacks. Kenny Pickett became a first-round pick only because he stayed in school one more year, right? If Kenny Pickett had come out a year earlier, he wouldn't have been a first-round pick.
Fourth round, probably, yeah.
So my point is,
he might have been the fourth round anyway if Mike Tomlin hadn't picked him.
Exactly. But the point is, sometimes these things change pretty rapidly, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's the right move to draft him. It may be. But you better make sure that he's your guy. So if the Steelers are in a position where they think they can get some quarterbacks in the middle round,
yeah,
and they're kind of 50-50 on Dart, and he's available to them at 21, but they also have defensive, a really good defensive lineman they want, what do you think they do?
I mean, if you're convinced Dart can be your guy, you have to take the quarterback. You have to.
Well, how much of a percentage of convincing do you need? Is it 100%, 90%? Because you never know.
Oh, well, no. Even if you're picking first, you never know.
So he's not rated as highly as a couple of defensive tackles that they want or defensive linemen. What do you pick?
The quarterback. If I have a degree, you can never know. You're right about that. You can't be 100% certain. But if I'm Mike Tomlin and he's making the pick, if I'm convinced that this is my guy, and I know that's a scary proposition because he hasn't exactly been aces on his picks at quarterback and coordinator, you got to go with the quarterback. Let me ask you this, Bob. As I look at a mock draft, this is Matt Mayaka from Bay Area NBC. Pro Football Talk, I think, is part of this. And he's good. If you're the Titans, he has them taking Cam Ward right off the top. Is that the obvious call here? If you're Tennessee, what would you do as the Titans?
Well, I think they're going to take a quarterback, so you get the choice of whomever you want. So they've done their work on that, I would imagine.
Would you take the quarterback?
But they also took Will Levis, and they were very wrong about him.
What would you do? You have the top pick in the draft.
I would take a quarterback.
Okay.
I don't know how they have these guys rated, but I would take a quarterback because they need a quarterback. I don't think Will Levis is a guy they're going to do anything with.
And you're convinced Cam Ward is that guy?
I'm never convinced of any quarterback, but of all the ones on the board, I think he is closest to being ready.
I would either trade back and take Jackson Dart. Or, man, I'd be real tempted on Travis Hunter, I'll tell you that much. He's got the Browns at number two taking Shedeur Sanders. If you were the Browns, would you do that?
You know, I guess. How many quarterbacks? I don't know what they're going to do. They need other things in Cleveland, too.
I'm not convinced on Sanders. I'm just not.
What are you hesitant about with him?
Arm strength, for one thing. He was accurate. Also, he's not a great runner, either.
No, he doesn't run to run.
And then it's just sort of a gut feel. You know, watching him, I probably saw him more than the other two guys. I don't hate the idea of picking him, but I don't love it either. I would trade back and take Jackson Dart.
Where do they have Jackson Dart going on this draft?
Ninth to New Orleans. I think.
So then after that, there'll be a big pause in quarterbacks, I would imagine, until you get probably to the third.
Maybe,
fourth.
Although some people have the Giants as early as, what do they have? The third pick. Some people have him going in the top 10 elsewhere. It would be very tough for me. Like this draft has the Giants taking Abdul Carter third, and that's a good pick. But if I walked away from this draft knowing I had a chance at Travis Hunter and didn't take him, for the Patriots to get the gift of taking him fourth would be phenomenal. He's the best player in the draft to me.
Athletically,
do you agree?
Yes, I think because he wants to do both cornerback and wide receiver. So if he's going to do that, he gives you two position flexibility, and he's shown he can do both.
And here's the other guy that I couldn't sleep at night if I had a shot at him in the top 10 and didn't take him, and that's Tyler Warren.
But he's not going to be around.
But I see people saying, you know, 15 or 17. This guy has him going to the Jets at 7, and that sounds about right. What a great player to pair with Justin Fields.
Are you surprised with Ashton Jeanty going 6 overall to the Raiders?
No. And I wish that the Steelers, given their circumstances, again, I'm not sold on Fields at all, but given the predicament they're in, I would love to have seen them keep him and then somehow find a way to get either Warren or Ashton Jeanty and just go, because Warren is half running back. You can use him in short yardage.
Absolutely. He's a wide receiver. He's another wide receiver.
He's unbelievable, Bob. He might be the second best player in the whole draft.
Right behind Carter or Hunter?
Either one.
Yeah.
I think he's a top three. Let's put it this way. Tyler Warren is a top five player in this draft.
I don't think there's any question. He does things that, versatility-wise, line him up wide, close, backfield. He can do everything. He's another one of those guys that special talent that comes around once in a while in the Jets. If they're going to take him, boy, that would help them. They have a couple of good wide receivers. You got Justin Fields, and now add him to your offense.
Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, and Tyler Warren as your weapons?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I worry about the line, but that's increnculent, Bob. This guy has the Saints taking Dart at number 9. There's always one shocker high in the draft, he says, and here it is. You like it, Bob?
Well, I guess. You know, for me, I don't know enough about Jackson Dart other than watching a few games that he's played. I see what he did at the Combine, and again, that sometimes that is misleading to me. You can see guys who really shine at the Combine, but then they're not what you thought they were, given the bright lights. I don't know if he's one of those guys or not. I've seen games, that Florida game jumps out at me as decisions. When you watch highlights, you're never going to see bad plays in some of these highlight things on social media. You only see the good throws. You never really see the bad throws.
And then we get to number 21. Well, first of all, interesting in this draft is Emeka Ebuka from Ohio State going right before
See, if he's available,
pick.
I would trade up a little bit to get him. I would figure out a way. Yes, I like him, and I think they need him.
That's number 20 to the Broncos. And then Shamar Stewart, defensive lineman from Texas A&M, would go to the Steelers. If Dart is gone, I am going defensive line over receiver.
You had a choice between...
I don't know anything about this guy. I'm not going to pretend I do. I'm sure Limits does. Limits, what do you think of Shamar Stewart?
I don't think much, to be honest, Joe.
Meaning you don't know much or you don't think much of him?
I don't know much about him.
Thank you, Limits.
Man, he's one of those guys. There are a lot of guys that are listed as, you know, first and second rounders on the defensive line.
If you had him or the corner from Michigan, Will Johnson, just in theory, you know, a upper echelon defensive lineman or corner, which position are you prioritizing? Sounds like
I go
receiver
defensive
over
line.
Both for you.
Well, I like receiver because I think, you know, defensive line needs a lot of help. Of all the positions they have right now on their roster that needs help, I think defensive line is number one. Because they have a bunch of guys, you know, they signed Lauterman back yesterday, 1 year, but he has 1.5 sack in 4 years. That's it.
How about Tanner Shuck from Louisville, the quarterback? He's older than Ron.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go down that.
I don't.
That's a Brandon Whedon situation that I don't like. I'd rather get a...
they weeded him out
they
right
did,
quick,
quickly.
Didn't they? Bob, I'm taking Jackson Dart here.
I know
Can you
are.
Believe how far... He has rocketed up these draft boards.
And it's all because of you, Joe.
I know.
The word got out, and people start talking about the Dart Man.
Just like Jack Ham said. Let's look at another mock draft, Bob. I can't get enough of these. How about you?
Well, I mean, you got to take it with a grain of salt. They change every day. And the same authors of these will have a different one tomorrow.
I know. So. It's all in good fun. That's what they're supposed to be. Again, Travis Hunter going fourth to the Patriots. Wow. I mean, if I'm the Patriots... I think that's one of the best picks in NFL history to be fourth and get that guy.
Well, this has New York taking a defensive player, but it's not Abdul Carter.
No, this has the Giants taking an offensive tackle.
Or offense, but it's not Carter. The other one had Carter. Where do they have Carter in this draft?
They have probably him going second to the Browns.
Second, okay. Well,
man, that wouldn't be a bad pick, would it? Him and Myles Garrett together?
Yep. Now that Miles is back in harmony with the rest of the...
Miles can teach him how to show up late to meetings but still be ready for the game, Bob.
How to swing a helmet intended for somebody's head.
Right. Ashton Jeanty at number 6 to the Raiders again. Shedeur Sanders at number 7 to the Jets.
See, the
can you
Jets.
Imagine if your fields and that happens?
Wow, that would be a shock. Holy. I don't think they'll do that. They need other things in New York.
And this is what I was talking about, Bob. This has Tyler Warren going all the way to 14 to the Colts. That would be one of the steals of the century, maybe the millennium.
I think Travis Hunter would top that. I just think because of what he offers, he can do both sides of the ball.
And at pick number 21,
cornerback
Jade Barron from Texas. I don't know. I suppose that would be kind of smart, but it's not where I would go. Where does he have Jackson Dart going? Not even in the first round? This guy's lost his mind.
Oh, look at that. There's no Jackson Dart sighting in the first round.
He's got the first pick of the second round, Jackson Dart to the Browns. Can you imagine the Dart and Pickett combo?
Yeah, and I imagine...
holy horse milk.
And we haven't talked about Russell Wilson yet today.
No.
Nothing's changed. Where is he going to end up? Right now, it seems
I think he's waiting on Rodgers, and if Rodgers doesn't go to the Giants, maybe the Giants, but maybe the Browns. Maybe the Browns.
Wouldn't that be funny if he and Pickett is followed by Russell Wilson everywhere he goes?
I'm going to tell you right now, if Jackson Dart is on the board at 27, Sean McVay is going to be all over that, and he's going to groom his next quarterback.
We talk about succession plans. That would be a good one.
Yep.
Because even though Stafford has re-signed, how long can he be there? How effective will he be in 2 years? And, yeah, you could bring in a young guy and do it and develop him and wait a couple of years. There's no harm in waiting.
All right, Bob. This was fun. We move on to hockey next. The Penguins absolutely imploded in the third period last night. Very disappointing, and I think that may have been a last gasp. And like so many times in franchise history, it was the Islanders who delivered the mortal blow. I mean, how many times is this going to happen? It's been happening for 50 years with the Islanders doing that to the Penguins.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.